The next coach in the teleconference is Michigan's Brady Hoke. The Wolverines are 2-1 overall and host Utah on Saturday, a 3:30 contest to be televised by ABC. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Good win for us. We had great effort. Have things to improve on both sides of the ball, and I think that's every week. I think every coach can say that, but there's things that we need to do better. We're excited about being at home again this week. We had a great crowd and great enthusiasm, and they made an impact in the fourth quarter in the game last week, and we need them this week. Obviously playing a very good Utah team, well-coached, physical, good athletes. We've got our hands full.
Okay. Thanks, Coach. Let's go to questions.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Jonathan Schopp with Spartan Nation.
Hey, Coach, I want to ask you about defensive line play. Can you talk about coaching defensive line to prepare to play against a spread versus a pro-style team? Is there a lot of difference in the preparation depending on what kind of offense you're facing?
Well, you know, when you're facing pro-style teams, you're going to see a little bit more of combination blocks, double teams, and those kind of things for the power plays and lead plays. But as far as, you know, your preparation itself, you know, it's all about the fundamentals and techniques, hand, hat placement, your leverage that you're going to use, getting off blocks. I think, you know, no matter if it's pro-style or spread team, those are going to be important. I think that sometimes the tempo, but that's something that you talk about all year.
And, Coach, can you talk about how the team bounced back last week from the disappointment in Notre Dame? Did you notice that they got over it all the way during the week, or how do you feel they bounced out of that?
I thought they, you know, the one thing we've had is leadership throughout this football team. Every class, there's a group of guys who seem to really do a great job of setting a direction in the leadership. So that was something that it was great to see the work that they did last week. And I think how we've gone about every Sunday, you know, putting a game away, win or lose, is something that the consistency has been there.
Your next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Brady, are you pretty horrified by that turnover margin stat that you guys have?
Yeah, you know, it's something that we've got to improve on, and we got to do it quickly, obviously. Minus seven, I think, overall right now. You know, we haven't done a good enough job generating opportunities and generating turnovers. We had two opportunities get by us on Saturday that, you know, we've got to come up with the football. And then offensively, you know, ball security is an issue, communication in the kicking game. And on the interception, the ball was tipped at the line of scrimmage, and, you know, we got to get our hands on that guy so he can't get his hands up. And, you know, we just got to make great decisions throughout.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of Seth Gruen with Chicago Sun-Times.
Hi, Brady. When you consider how Derek Green struggled last year as a freshman and then coming off, you know, a rough game against Notre Dame, how important was it for a young guy like that to bounce back psychologically against Miami?
Well, you know, and I would say this, you know, Derek did some awfully good things against Notre Dame, and there were some vision things that, you know, could have helped himself. But coming, you know, again, you know, he came in a little bit overweight when he reported in the summer. He hurt his ankle halfway through fall camp a year ago, so he didn't really get the looks, the runs and all that you liked until later in the year. And I think just what he's done from a physical standpoint, I think the offensive line is getting better every week with creating some space. And so, you know, overall, I think he's done a nice job of putting himself in the position he's in.
Your next question comes from one of Andy Coppins with Midtown Badgers.
Yeah, Coach, you talked about the minus 7 turnover ratio, but last year you guys were second, I think, in turnovers created. What have you seen from your defense that maybe can change that and turn that around with, you know, very few turnovers on the positive side for you guys?
Yeah, we ended, you know, in some ways we started the year last year kind of even probably more in a hole than we ended up at the end of the season. And you know, I think it all comes down to, from a defensive standpoint, you're having great effort and pursuit to the ball. So when the ball is out, that you got an opportunity to get on it. I think tighter in the back end and leveraging, you know, the coverages a little better, either man or your zone coverages. And then I think, you know, the harassment that you have to give to a quarterback and trying to get him off his mark and off his target point, I think that's all important.
Thank you.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Christopher Heidel with Herb FM Radio.
Hey, Coach Hoke, what are you seeing in the film with Utah getting ready for this big game against them this Saturday?
Well, you know, before you even look at the film, you know, they're always a physical football team. And, you know, I was here in 2002 when we played Utah, and then obviously in the Mountain West for 2 years. You know, the physicalness, they're going to have skill at the skill position where guys have great skill sets, and that is the same, I think, as you watch both games. You know, you saw improvement from week one to week two, especially, you know, as much on the defense side of the ball. Travis Wilson is a real threat with his feet, and also, you know, he's throwing the ball, completion percentage is high nationally, so and they're scoring a lot of points. The other part, and I know Kyle's talked about it, is their kicking game and how they've established field position has really been something I think we all would like to do.
Well, good work this weekend, Coach.
Thank you.
All right, Coach, we appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks a lot, Scott, and go Blue.